Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie and Molly and Jennifer and Kenny and I have Warren Eckstein here with us, our pet expert, to talk about what's going on in the life of your dog, your cat. We have a question, and the prize is one of those Cedarside insect spray kits. Cedarside brings you the report from Warren Eckstein. So we have a question, pretty simple question, today at DougSteffen.com. We're highlighting the story of a dog who had been reunited with its owners after having been gone for 7 years. Florida family reunited with his Boston Terrier 7 years after she got out, escaped from the backyard. Can you imagine that, Warren? 7 years.
Poor dog.
This dog has been on the loose.
Obviously didn't want to be with those people.
Well, we got him back anyway. All right, so what's the name of the dog? Name the dog, get the prize. It's a sample pack of really good products from Cedarside, who emphasize you do not have to use synthetic chemicals to kill and repel insects around your home this year. Save a lot of money and save yourself with these highly effective do-it-yourself products from Cedarside. Cedarside.com. Go there. Check out all the products they have. They are the leader in natural and organic pest control solutions. All Cedarside products are do-it-yourself, very easy to use. I have a couple of spray bottles around here all the time. Richie loves this stuff. Warren loves this stuff. It's very good because it kills and repels bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, you name it. It gets rid of it. And you don't have to worry about how safe it is around your pets, around your home, your children, your family. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Replace all your personal indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle, one bottle of Cedarside Original, which you can get by going to cedarside.com/Doug, or you can call and order 844-756-6456. I've seen these. This product is in the stores, too, isn't it, Warren, now? Isn't Cedarside available?
I'm not sure. I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, I do too. Cedarside.com, or get more information at cedarside.com/Doug, or call 844-756-6456. And again, the question, you got 2 minutes to answer this. Stories of Doug Steffen. It's like using Shazam. You figure out what the music is by, you know, the artist by listening to the music on Shazam or identifying it. Same thing is true here. Go to DougSteffen.com, get the name of the dog, win the Cedarside pack. So, Warren, you posted. Oh, I wanted to give you the results of a poll that we had. What kind of pets do you have? Was a question we asked recently at DougSteffen.com. 30% of those responding said they didn't have any pets at all. 28% said they had two or more pets. 21% said at least one dog. 13% one cat. 4% other. 3% reptiles. 2% fish. Do you think that's pretty standard?
It is pretty accurate. However, sometimes it's confusing because there are actually more dog households in the United States than cat households, but there are more cats as pets because more cat people tend to be multiple cat owners than multiple dog owners.
Really? Well, to each his own, right?
You think about it. I don't know too many people that have a single cat. Most of the calls I get on the show, you know, I have three cats. I just adopted another one. I have six.
Jennifer
cats
has a cat.
By the dozen, you know.
Jennifer wants to be heard on this. Go ahead, Jennifer.
No, I just have one cat. That's
one
all
cat.
I was just saying. Yes.
Right, yeah.
I'd like to have more.
Currently.
It's the beginning, Jennifer.
I know. Give me time. I'm getting ready to start crocheting.
You posted on your Facebook page a focus on adoptable dogs and how they follow shoppers around on digital billboards. That's the latest wrinkle in adoption. I'm not sure I understand how that works.
This is a high traffic area. Just think of it as like Grand Central Station, okay?
Yeah.
And what they've done is they put this big electronic billboard. Now, don't ask me about how digital stuff works because I have no idea. Hmm. But the bottom line is as people are getting on the trains and off the trains, this digital large 100 to 200 foot billboard dog follows them around. And what they're finding is that it's actually attracting people, and people are considering going to the shelter and adopting because of this dog going back and forth. Yeah. Hey, I'm for anything that's going to get a dog out of the shelter
right.
and into a good forever.
That's what we did with Millie. You posted the story on Facebook and got a lot of response to it. She's a wonderful dog. She's a little aggressive. She went right for the cage. She's very good. Just enjoy. She must have been cage trained. She's a little aggressive. People come to the house or walk by the car. But I think
Doug, my only fear with Millie is dogs take on the personality of the people they live with. So.
Well, and she's living with Meredith, so we'll give that one to her. Thanks, Warren. Lola, by the way, is the name of the dog.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.